This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to the first edition of Issues of the Environment for 2019. Now, typically with the start of a new year, we make some personal resolutions. We thought, why not include some environmental resolutions on the list? It's been said that change begins at home, and so we thought we would explore some ways that each of us can make a difference in the health of our personal environment and in the environment at large. My guest today is Jillian Miller, and Jillian is a senior scientist at HealthyStuff.org, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, it seems as though the environment was almost under chemical assault in 2018. We had PFAS contamination throughout the state, including the Huron River, increased 1,4-dioxane levels in Ann Arbor, lead contamination, soil contamination, pesticides in cereals, toxins in toys and sales receipts, flame retardants in children's vehicle safety seats. It seems as though we live in a chemical world. Is that an accurate statement?
That is an accurate statement, and I'm very aware that people at this point especially tend to feel overwhelmed, fatigued with all the info. There are so many products or practices that we're hearing, this is bad for the climate or your health or for wildlife. Of course, it's overwhelming. So I want to say that consumers should not have such a heavy burden. We should have better protection further upstream of the point where you actually buy stuff.
On a very general level, are all of these chemicals necessary?
No. Many of these chemicals are useful and convenient. Talk about PFAS, because that is on everyone's minds right now.
Right.
So per- and polyfluorinated alkyl substances, a very clunky name, but it encompasses this chemical class that provides nonstick coatings, waterproof coatings on clothing and all kinds of stuff, stain resistance, so carpets and furnishings, even children's car seats. We, as you mentioned, the Ecology Center just tested children's car seats for flame retardant chemicals and also did a screening for likely PFAS. And about half of them were treated for stain resistance. And there's a reason for that. Of course, people like them. But as for essential, no, they're not essential. There are other chemical classes that can impart the same properties. So there can be alternatives. We don't have to use PFAS.
So if you're a business owner and those chemicals are a part of your process today, you can resolve for the new year to halt further contamination and use of this chemical class?
In most cases, I mean, I hesitate to make a completely blanket statement because PFAS are used in a pretty incredible number of different applications. At Ecology Center, we are pushing for identification of any essential uses. Other than that, we want most uses to be designated not essential and businesses to commit to phasing out or eliminating all PFAS. We need to get rid of the entire class.
So that brings us to what we can resolve amongst ourselves, and let's talk about starting in the home.
The first thing is in what you buy, and I realize this is getting to what I was trying to avoid, telling consumers, buy this, don't buy this, but as a general rule, if you avoid nonstick cookware, I know a lot of people have stopped using Teflon pans. There are some alternatives that work pretty well, not as well, or you can use more oil, and that does matter because the PFAS chemicals in your products, there are various ways that they can migrate out, become part of the dust in your home, that kind of thing. But I know that a lot of people are interested in water filters right now because
that's exactly where I wanted to go, yeah.
Yeah. The very alarming information in, wow, cities and townships all over the state, including in Ann Arbor. So I have been trying to keep up with the most recent information about water filters. So the upshot is that reverse osmosis systems are the most consistently effective, and that's for a lot of different PFAS chemicals. If you really want to know if it's effective, you need to test for more than just one or two of the really common or well-known PFAS chemicals, because there are a lot of them out there. So reverse osmosis is working well. Of course, that's not feasible for everyone. That is relatively expensive, and it does waste water. You have to waste some water in order to clean the water in the reverse osmosis system. The more common water filters that people will buy for, like, putting next to their tap, sometimes the whole house system, are activated carbon, and there are a lot of different types of those. Unfortunately, the effectiveness seems to vary when a lot of different brands and types of those activated carbon filters are tested. The effectiveness is not consistent. The best we have for certification related to PFAS seems to be NSF. Which has developed a certification for PFOA and PFOS, which are the two best known of the PFAS chemicals. So they certify water filters, some, you know, ranging from inexpensive to more expensive. So they have a certification for those two chemicals, and I would say there's a decent chance that if your filter is certified for those, it's probably at least somewhat effective for other PFAS chemicals. Unfortunately, we don't have a guarantee or like any company doing those kind of certifications.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and it is the first show of 2019, and we're talking environmental resolutions for the new year. Our guest is Jillian Miller, who serves as senior scientist at HealthyStuff.org at the Ecology Center in Ann Arbor. How are we going to influence change? We don't necessarily have the political will at this time to completely outlaw these chemicals and not necessarily have a federal administration that is looking to take care of the environment to the degree that we've been talking about today. So how is we, as individuals, beyond our vote, can we make a difference?
There are a couple of strategies I want to point out, and one is pressuring businesses to change, and I can talk a little bit more about that. And the other is getting politically engaged at the state level. Sometimes people forget about how important the state level can be. A lot of our health and environmental protections happen in our state legislature. So I encourage people to know whom your Michigan representative and senator are, not just your U.S. Congress people. Follow your state reps so that you can know what bills are coming up. You can comment on them and let them know what matters to you. It makes a real difference.
And you mentioned that there are ways for us to pressure business into making changes that will better protect not only our environment, but our health.
When state policy or federal policy is not an option, we can pressure businesses to change through consumer pressure. And this is most effective if you do this through an organized effort. It's great to tell companies what you think on your own, but if you start following nonprofits, there are lots of them, not just the Ecology Center. Several of them use a market campaign approach. At the Ecology Center, we use analytical testing for hazardous chemicals and then disclosure. And then we use that information combined with getting consumers on board to put pressure on the company. We talk with a lot of companies. I don't mean to sound that it's confrontational. It's often friendly, and it's like a helpful two-way discussion with companies when we talk about making changes like how do you get flame retardant chemicals out of child car seats when you have to still meet this flame standard. We've had a lot of success doing that, and we are currently strategizing about using the market campaign strategy to get PFAS out of products. Big job, but it's got to start somewhere.
So as we move into the new year, Jillian, and we look ahead to when we get to 2020, what is it that you hope we accomplish on the environmental realm?
At the local level, I know that the city of Ann Arbor is paying a great deal of attention to the issues of PFAS in our water. I hope that the city of Ann Arbor will implement their new procurement guidelines that Ecology Center helped them create, which treats PFAS as an entire class of chemicals and restricts the city from buying products with that class of chemicals. At the state level, I hope that collectively we can convince our lawmakers to think of human health first, as well as environmental health, and be brave enough to implement strong restrictions on PFAS in certain products, having a strict maximum contaminant level that really protects even the most vulnerable populations, such as infants. I hope that we can finally see some more accountability on lead poisoning and not constantly reacting to a child being poisoned, but actually stop that from happening.
Well, I think those are a good list of wishes for the year to come, and it's going to take a lot of hard work, and I'm glad you're on the other side helping with that effort.
Thank you.
That is HealthyStuff.org senior scientist Jillian Miller with some great ideas and tips to make your environmental resolutions for the new year. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.